Come on, let's do some clapping. Let's get excited. It's church.
Hallelujah.
Look at this sunny day. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, it's awesome. You know, something struck me. Every sunny day is a brand new sunny day. I even said that to a few people. It's brand new. It seems like new every time it gets sunny after we have a week or two of the weather that we just had, which, by the way, for January was really good. I only shoveled like once in the whole month, so hallelujah, praise God. It was cloudy, but you don't have to shovel clouds, right? So it's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. I'm excited to be in here. I see a lot of smiling faces. Welcome to visitors. We have new people here. We have people coming back. And I just want to underline one of our greatest values here. We're all saved by grace, ain't we? Come on. All of us. I know for me, this week was not a perfect week for me. So once again, I needed the saving grace of Jesus Christ to cover me. How about you guys? Anybody here have a perfect week that just told Jesus to take the week off? None of us. None of us. So let me just encourage you. If you're here, and you've been coming for a long time, and you just started coming here, maybe this is your first Sunday here. I just want to encourage you. We're all saved by grace. Don't let the devil tell you that you're the worst person here, you don't belong, you shouldn't be here, you've blown it, it's this, that, what other people think. Hit delete on all that garbage. The devil's trying to take you out, and God wants to give you something really good today and encourage you. So we love you. We're glad you're here. Every single person, Me and Jeanette are blessed by all the people that are here. God's starting to grow us back up again. And we want to have a solid foundation that we're all saved through the grace of Jesus Christ. Covered in the blood of Jesus. It's not our performance. It's the grace of God. Amen? Well, Father God, I just thank you for this gorgeous sunny day. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for all the people here that are under construction. Each one of us, we're perfect in heaven. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If we die right now, if we have some kind of catastrophic health failure, we go straight to heaven. Period. Done. Names in the book. But Lord, while we're here, we're going to walk out our salvation with fear and trembling, and we're asking for your goodness right now. Holy Spirit, please come in and stir our hearts. Stir our hearts with faith and expectation of our loving God's good touch in our lives. Today, Lord, we give you the worship and the word and the fellowship. We give all this stuff, the stuff we're going to do, Lord. Would you please anoint it and do the stuff that you do and make this a special day for all of us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. I'm going to start out announcements by having Tammy come up and make an announcement.
Good morning, everyone. I've got my little assistant here, Anna, training her up in her giftings. Yeah. I wanted to invite all of you to prayer meeting tomorrow. It's kind of a plea because if you can just bear with me a second, I want to tell you a little bit about my story. I worked at the church with Mike and another pastor, and every morning we had to do prayer meeting. Did you hear that? Had to do prayer meeting. And so, like, I was kind of quiet and shy and reserved, and I know it's amazing what God can do, but... But anyway, it was hard for me to go. I just want to be open and honest with you guys. It was hard for me to go. And I remember sitting there thinking, I can't pray out loud. I have nothing to add. They're so much more spiritual than me. Well, I have, like, there's just no way. Well, look what God has done now. I'm actually leading a prayer meeting, which is kind of interesting. So, for those of you who feel the same way, who feel a little awkward about going to prayer meeting, one of my giftings is encouragement, so I just want to try to do that for you this morning, is to step outside of that, take the step. If you need me to tell you you have to be there, I can do that too. But, like, I encourage you to take the step to go. And I always found Jesus to be a gentleman. I find him to be a gentleman. And he doesn't ask any more of me than what I'm willing to give. He might ask, but he doesn't pressure me more than what I'm willing to give. And if we press in, it's amazing what he can do. And he gave me an idea for prayer meeting tomorrow, so it will either work or it won't work, but I still have to do it, right? So that's what I'm going to do, and if he's encouraging you right now, the Holy Spirit's encouraging you to prayer meeting, please come. I'd love to see you there.
Thank you, Tammy. So if you look at the inside of your bulletin, you'll see all the rest of the announcements. Cassie's baby shower is Saturday, February 8th at 1 o'clock. Yeah, Cassie's even here today. Awesome, Cassie. It's awesome to see you here. We've been praying for you. We want to encourage you, and we're with you through this whole thing. Right? You got family, girl. So there's a clothing drive going on. The box out there in the foyer by the table is for putting stuff in there. And you'll see that there's printouts right on the table next to that box. There's printouts in English and in Spanish. So if you know some friends or neighbors that are Hispanic and would need it in Spanish, you can take one of those and give it to them. So we'll fill that box up, and then the schools are going to come back and pick it up. If we fill it up before the date on the paperwork, then I can call Anna over there, and Anna will come and grab it and take it back. So they were really blessed and encouraged by the packages that the ladies group, we put together. Our ladies group put a special package together, and we dropped it off to them. They were super blessed by that. So I just encourage you guys. I know that sometimes it's hard to get involved with schools because most people work first shift, and school happens during first shift. But this gives us a chance to pick up something at night, bring it here on Sunday, and just drop it right in the box. And like I say, the list right there are the stuff that we need. So men's breakfast is February 15th at 8 o'clock at Russ's in Granville. And I really do have to quote Denise Starback on this. You need to bring two things, your wallet and your appetite. So that was a great quote. So game night is February 21st. Church work day is in 3 weeks from yesterday, February 22nd from 8 to 4. Pastor Glenn Middleton will be here speaking on Sunday, February 23rd. And save the date, March 14th, Christian Fellowship Center, which is our sister church. That's where Pastor Travis is now. It's down in Sturgis. It's about an hour and 45 minutes from here, depending on how fast you drive. You know, while I'm talking about how fast you drive, you guys know I like to drive fast. I got the Chrysler 300, so I kind of pushed the boundaries a little bit. Lois kept passing me yesterday as we drove back from the skiing. I'm just saying. So save the date, March 14th. A bunch of us will be going down there. So with that, Brian, would you come up and bless the offering? If I can have the rest of the ushers come up too.
Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. We just give this money back to you. Hopefully we can use it as a weapon to defeat the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Everybody got a big smile on your face? And a little scrunch in the nose from Emily. Thank you. Will you please stand? It's a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord. You know, we're not just here in a building. We are in his presence. When we come in with praise, we enter his courts. And we're going to enter his courts with thanksgiving and with praise today. Are we ready?
Amen.
Ready. Okay. many of you get pretty excited during the big game or a big game? Yeah. Lee is back there like this. His hand is not going down. Now, if your team is winning, what are you hollering?
Go Chiefs!
Go, right? Yes, you can do it, right? Let's go! We're going to come to a part in this song, and it says, all things are possible.
Amen.
Right? All things are possible. So when we get to that part, I want you to think of that phrase that you're going to do. Let's go. Let's get them. Beat them. You know? And I want to hear that, okay? If I can do this while playing and singing and thinking, that's like way beyond my scope of doing things. So let's start at the chorus. Your praise is always on my lips. Everybody got a phrase? Because you are winning.
Amen.
In the game with Christ, aren't you? He's that coach above all coaches. And then the thing is, through the Holy Spirit comes out and plays along with you. Woo! So here we go. Your praise.
Your praise is always on my lips.
Huddle, you get out really close, don't you? He's calling you close. So as we enter into this song, draw in close. Okay.
No eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard the fullness of your love and the kindness undeserved. This mystery. You are a
thank you for your extraordinary love. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Sing that again. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can. Your presence.
Father, we just stand in your presence. We sing these songs because we believe what these songs represent. We want more of you. We want more of you to flood our heart and flood this atmosphere. Father, we stand here humbly before you right now. We ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, Father, that your presence right now would heal broken bodies, would heal broken hearts, would heal broken spirits, would break chains off of your people right now, Father. Would you set us free of infirmities, of addictions, and of offenses right now, Lord. I'm not laying hands on nobody. I'm not anointing nobody with oil. Lord, we're asking for you to flood this atmosphere right now and do what you promise in your word. Would you please come now, Lord? I know there's many of us asking for specific things right now, Lord. Would you show yourself powerful and loving? Show us who you are in truth, in justice, and in mercy. And set your people free and make us whole. We ask this in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, God, before people come up and say, yep, this got healed. Yep, this got set free. Yep, I just feel lighter. Before anybody tells me a testimony, Lord, I know you're faithful. So I say thank you. On behalf of all of us, thank you, God, for visiting your people. And thank you, Lord, for the faith that's going to happen as we look at your word, as we talk about your goodness, as we share you with one another, Lord. Thank you for all that you are to us. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Go ahead and be seated. If God touched you today, would you just raise your hand right now? If God healed you, if you feel like something, do you want to come up? Anybody that just got touched, would you? I just want to open this up. Would you like to come up and say what God just did for you? Is there anyone that'd like to? I saw a few hands come up, so that's good.
When we were singing that last song and we talked about the Holy Spirit fill this atmosphere, the Lord seemed to speak to me that the atmosphere that he fills is our individual heart. So when we talk about the atmosphere, it's not the building. It's where the Holy Spirit lives, and that's in us. And I thank him for that.
Good. Thank you, Oren. Hi, Shar. What did God show you this morning?
Well, not just this morning, and I really don't know how to say it. I have a crick out back, and, we walk the crick a lot. When I leave the house, I know it's going to sound silly, but if I go for a walk, I always put my hand out because I'm not going to walk alone. And he's here with me, but I like him with me. I want people to see. I don't know how they can see that he is walking with me. I've lost my oldest, and I lost my youngest, and I was outside naturally doing yard work and going down the creek, and I got in the creek and I had the shovel or something with me. Boy, I slammed that down and I looked up and I said, what are you going to do? Take from the middle next? Because I had 8 kids. And as soon as I said that, I really regretted it. But he didn't take them back. He brought them back. But it's still. And I don't say my R's. So I got, it was Richard Lee and Jack, the kid's dad, my ex-husband. He named, I told him, the 8th one. I couldn't. I just couldn't come up with a name. And he did. Mary Kay. And I found out what Mary Kay stood for, but it was our baby. But it's just, I don't know. I hear splashing in the creek. It's right off my bedroom. It's always a dog. But I have to get up and look, and I can still see Richard Lee. with Mary Kay, he would take her up to Deb's, because I couldn't see Deb's water. She had a wall there. And he would sit her down and play in the puddle out there. Of course, she always fell. He'd always come, she fell again, Mama. Yeah, I'd get a towel and everything ready. She didn't fall. He sat her down gently in the deep part, and they stayed there.
Lois, would you lead us in a prayer for Cheryl? Thank you, Cheryl, for coming up and sharing that.
Lord, I thank you that every time Char goes out, that you are with her, that you are with her in the home. Lord, I thank you that you are her husband. I thank you that you love her so much and care for her. Lord, I thank you for the trust that she puts in you when she walks out that door and she puts her hand in yours. I pray, Lord, that this be a picture to all of us, that no matter where we are, what we are doing, even if we're mad at you, that's happened to all of us, Lord, and we admit it, that there's times we just screamed out at you. But, Lord, you are there faithfully and lovingly to take our hand and to love us at where we're at. I just pray that that picture would stay with all of us, the love that Cher has for you, or Char has for you, and that she puts her trust in you. Lord, just continue to walk with her and guide her through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for just being here, people.
Thank you, Lois.
This morning, while we were praying before we did our worship practice, I had a really severe pain in my lower back, and that usually, 9 out of 10 times, it's either someone else's pain or, well, obviously mine, but, you know, I realized that one of my main gifts is I'm able to feel someone's physical or spiritual pain, and it scares me. I'll just be truthful. It scares me because I'm not used to that. I come from a Baptist background, and we don't, that's not something I'm used to. But there's a lot of things that we do here at church that I'm not used to.
Getting used to it.
Getting there, yes.
Why don't you pray for somebody's back right now to be healed?
Okay. Father God, I want to pray for whomever's back is hurting them right now, Father, that you would just heal them right now without having us touch them physically, but you touch them spirit to spirit, yep. Father, that you will just heal their back or whatever ligament is bothering them this morning, that right now you would release the pain from them in your name.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. You stepped out in faith, man.
Good morning. When we were worshiping this morning together, I felt like Holy Spirit gave me a word to speak. I just got this picture when we were singing together of Proverbs 4:23, and it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." And just this picture that I got when we were singing, obviously we're doing all kinds of things like Lois is saying, our heads are spinning, trying to play our instruments, sing and worship God together. But I got this picture of this fountain flowing from God's throne. And this fountain is something that I felt like when I saw this fountain when we were singing, that it was this fountain that you can go to without remorse, without rejection, and without fear. And when you drink of that fountain, your thirst will be quenched by God. And that's the picture that I got this morning when we were singing, because it felt like our hearts were overflowing together, and it was truly a blessing to sing with you guys. So, amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Kyle. That was awesome. I got next Sunday. There are 52 Sundays every year.
Good morning. Whoa. My name's Terry. I've been here for a while. This is going to be maybe a lot of thankful things here. I'm going to tell you a little bit of my life story with the Lord. Okay. I used to be what I call a creaster. Okay. I went to church on Christmas and Easter. Okay. Seriously, okay, I was with the Lord, okay, but in my own way. I lost a son day before his 21st birthday to a brain tumor, and I really fell out of favor at that point. Wrong thinking, okay. Took me a lot of years to get over that. Still getting over it. It's been 24, 25 years ago that happened. I met a gal. I've been single since 1989. I met a gal we were dating. She asked me one day, she says, "What are you doing Sunday?" It was Easter. I said, "Nothing." She goes, "Will you go to church with me?" I went to her church. We lived in Howland at that point. We come over here to Granville to a church, and I walked in there, and I went, "What's she getting me into?" Big church. I was there for 15 years, okay? That pastor there brought me back to the Lord. He saved my life. He did. But things change. Things... Within the church there, I fell out of favor with the church and what things were doing going on there. Okay, it just got too big. And what things they were doing, I didn't agree with. I had not gone to church in probably 5 years. And I had a man walk by my house. And we started talking. My friend, this man right here, my neighborhood walking pasture, my street walking pasture, as I call him. Okay, I literally live down Plaz here, about 9-10 houses down. We talked a couple times that way, and there was one day I was working on the front yard, and I was having a rough week. He sensed that, and we actually prayed in my front yard. I owe this man a lot. It was all due to the Lord that brought him to me. And I am very thankful for that. That's why I'm here with this new family. And thank you.
That was awesome. Hey, the kids are released and the children workers are released. I know we kind of went a little bit long, but that is awesome. Don't you get excited when you hear how God's touching his people, speaking to everyone here, not just me? I get stoked because I absolutely am praying for God to stir your hearts, for God to speak to you guys, for God to have his will in you guys. That's my number one prayer. When I'm in here, I've told you this before, but most people sit in the same spot week after week. And so I can come in here and I can just close my eyes and I can start praying for Gene. I can start praying for Cindy and Paul. I can pray for Hannah and Logan. I know where people are with my eyes closed. And I'll just kind of go mentally through the rows, through the sections. Pretty soon I'm pacing up and down just praying for all of you, praying for God's touch and his presence for you guys to know God for yourselves, to sense him, to be able to interact with him. Amen? I see those hands. Okay, okay. I'll have to make a mental note. There you go. If you want to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, please. I'll switch over.
You know, before I start this, I'm just going to pray a pretty specific prayer. I think the Holy Spirit put this on my heart, even as Terry was speaking, because two of the people that came up and shared testimonies and shared what God was stirring in them, two of them talked about losing children, and I'm a guy that lost a son, so I think I have a unique place as a pastor over a congregation that I can pray for healing for people who have lost children. So I'm just going to pray real quick. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your goodness and your grace. Literally, Lord, I just thank you that you do fill the atmosphere, but before you do that, you fill our hearts. And I thank you that even in great loss, in tragic loss, there's healing through Jesus Christ. And we do carry around scars, but they're not gaping wounds. They're not infections. They're actual hurts that were healed, but we do carry a scar on our heart. And Lord, I pray for every single person here today and people that may listen to this on the internet later on, Lord. I pray specifically, especially for parents that have lost a child, would you please bring complete and total healing and wholeness to their hearts, to their spirits, Lord? And I pray that you would lift up their eyes to you, that they can literally see you and feel your help as you bring wholeness and healing to that specific hurt in their lives. Please bless them, Lord, in even ways that they wouldn't even imagine. Bless them in ways, Lord, that will fill their lives up and help take away that loss. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.